If we learn nothing from a mistake, it is a mistake. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with instant inspiration. If we learn nothing from a mistake, it is a mistake. Kind of an obvious statement. We make mistakes. And the mistakes are lessons for us in moving on and accomplishing other things in a very human, very wonderful way. Now, if we were to stop before we did anything, in fact, when we get up in the morning, if we would say, I surround myself with my pure white light of love, with my pure white light of love, all my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasantness, then our full day would be glorious. Now, right now there are about 1,200 people in this room. I want everyone to raise their hand who says that each morning when they get up. That's a lie.
That's a lie, yes.
That's a lie.
Mm-mm. Say it later. You are poverty too, in the jacuzzi.
When you get up out of bed, the moment you get out of bed, the moment you wake up, the moment you open your eyes and greet the world, do you say, I am the pure white light of love. I surround myself with my pure white light of love. All my ways are peace. All my paths are... No, you don't. I'm not trying to say that you're good, bad, or indifferent for doing it or not doing it. I'm just saying, no, you don't. Now, Ellen says, well, when she's in the jacuzzi, she says it. Well, certainly. Sometime during the day, you're going to say it. But do you greet the day that way? And do you start the day that way? And do you open the day that way? And do you establish the day that way?
I greet the day. I greet it.
Well, this is fine, but these words that I'm giving you are universally positive and very important to establish the right attitude in our mind. Our statement here is, if we learn nothing from a mistake, it is a mistake. Okay? Why do we have mistakes? We have mistakes because we have not greeted the morning with the affirmation, I am the pure white light of love. I surround myself with my pure white light of love. All my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasantness. We wake up in the morning, we think, oh boy, I got to go to town today. I got to do the grocery shopping. Or, oh, I got this work laying ahead of me. Or, oh, I'm going to be late getting down for my jacuzzi and my swim activity. Oh, I got to take care of the dogs. what am I going to do? You know, your first thought is for all of the things that are testing you and trying you. The first thought is for things that are making you make mistakes. Now, if you were to say when you wake up, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And then go about your day. No matter what you do, it'll be in divine order. But because you don't do that, you have this dualism going on in you, where it's divine order, where it's not divine order. Where it's divine order, where it's not divine order. Now, Gertrude was saying that I am creating her quite human. Well, I'm not really creating her human. I am just creating her as a very active, beautiful lady. Now, yes, the things that she's doing are human, but are the things she's doing human or divine? Does she look at her grandchildren as being supercalifragilisticexpialidocious grandchildren? Or does she look at her grandchildren as being ones that need attention, that need to have their breakfast prepared for them, that need to have themselves sent off to school, that need to be properly dressed, that need to have their school books and so forth? Is that what she's looking at? If she wakes up in the morning and says, all is in divine order, what will happen to her grandchildren? They're not little children. They've been through the routine again and again and again. She'll just let them be, knowing that they would do the right thing. Now, maybe she does. Maybe she does. We haven't seen her for a few months. Now, during that time, she may well have trained the grandchildren to take care of their own little needs, giving them the hug and the love and the gentleness that she gives so well. But you see, it's a mistake when we complain about ourselves. It's a mistake when we complain that we're making mistakes. How can you start putting things in right order? Ellen gets up every morning, and she knows she's going to take the bus. And she knows she has to have a dime to put in the bus to get on the bus. She knows this. But Ellen just gets into the hubbub of the morning and gets everything ready, and then she dashes off to the bus, and she only has a dollar. She's got dimes lying on the dresser by the dozen, but she doesn't put them in her purse because they clog up her purse, she says. But if she would put the dime in her purse, or at least have it ready, she could use it. Now, when she comes home, she needs another dime. So when she goes to work, she creates a dollar's worth of change for a dime. She gets 90 cents back. And when she comes home, she gives the driver another dollar, and she gets another 90 cents in change. And so she takes all this money and dumps it on her dresser. I mean, there's a pile of money on her dresser. It looks like Fort Knox. But the thing is, she doesn't learn by her mistake. Now, all she has to do is take a little gadget. You know, they have these little gadgets that you slip money out of, and you buy them for dimes at the 99-cent store, you know. You buy them for a dime, and just hook it on your purse strap there. And so then she gets on the bus, and she needs her dime. She just goes click right out of there, and she has maybe 40 dimes in there, maybe 20 dimes. And she just clicks them out. And then her neighbor lady says, "Oh, I have to find a dime." And Ellen says, "Oh, let me help you." Dup, done. And the lady says, "Oh, that's so, a dime, a dime." Yet you are in her dying gratitude for having saved her the time to look through her purse because she didn't have the intelligence to look it up ahead of time, you know? So then Ellen feels, "Oh, this is kind of fun. I'm going to buy a dozen of these little coin dispensers, and I'm going to fill them with dimes, and I'm going to give them to my dearest friends, and all my friends who use the bus all the time. And just no statement, just say, 'Hey, I have an extra one of these. Would you like it?' You know? And not that I bought this for you, you stupid lady, because you always forget your dimes, you know, because I always forgot mine before. But you see, do you learn by your mistakes? And do you learn where you don't need credit? Where you don't need credit, you don't need to have your chin up in the air, you know, or nose up in the air, or whatever it is, you know. We want to learn by our mistakes. The mistakes are not in themselves bad. They are just little reminders that we weren't paying attention to putting the right cause in motion. So now, what is the right cause in motion for Ellen? What if Ellen gets ready to go to the bus and she says, "Oh, I'm going out to lunch today with the girls, and I think I'll take my red purse." And so she grabs her red purse instead of her tan purse, and the tan purse has this little coin thing on it. But because Ellen is so intelligent, she bought 10 of them. She put one on each purse first so that she would surely have it. And then she gave one to each of her children because they had to take the bus too, and she hooked it to their lunch pail so that they would all have it at the right place. And the children were so delighted at having it and so accessible that they paid the way for all their friends on the bus.
Of course.
But you see, that's what it is all about. That's what it's all about. It's like faith, you know. I want to make sure she has some delicious meals at her favorite restaurant, so I bought her some coupons. And what does she do? She invites all of her friends to go eat with her on the coupons I bought for her. Now, I shouldn't really be limiting her and saying that the coupons are just for her, which they are just for her. She's spending it on her friends, and that's great. But I'm a pragmatist, and I feel that what is, and what isn't is, what is not. And my program had been to get it for her personal use, personal enjoyment. But that's not the way she saw it. And so I don't bother doing it anymore. Maybe I'm jealous, but I don't want her to get credit for taking her friends out to dinner, and I'm paying for it, you know. "Oh, let me take you out to dinner, you know." And does she say, "My husband bought these tickets for me and give me the credit for it?" No, no, no. So maybe she does. Maybe she does, you know. I will never know. I doubt that she'll ever even hear this tape, but but it's the fun of it, you see. We should learn by our mistakes. She's not cut off totally. I do nice little things for everyone whenever I can. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. We have the opportunity to learn by our mistakes. And we don't need to make the mistakes in the first place if we say all is in divine order. If we say when we wake up each morning, I am the pure white light of love and I surround myself with my pure white light of love, all my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasantness. When we say that, then that's what we create for ourselves. But what is it that you want for yourself? Do you want to feel self-righteous? You see, each of you are lying to me, saying that you say when you wake up in the morning, I am the pure white light of love, I surround myself with my pure white light of love, all my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasant. You know you don't say that. You know it would be nice to say. It would be very nice to say. But the thing is, it's not the thing you're saying. You're saying other good things.
I like me.
That's good too. But I doubt that too. I would like to tell you a little secret, which is not very nice. I am with each one of you as you wake up in the morning, and I hear exactly what you say, either in your mind and heart or out loud, and I know what it is. And your first statement is, you know, and you turn over. And you don't want to get out of bed, and you pull the cover back and you pull it over again, and then finally you do get up and you stretch a little bit and you say, you know, and then from then on you may do all sorts of things.
Yes.
But yeah, you have not passed the test. Instantly you establish your day by saying who you are when you wake up, instantly. Here at the monastery, it's a school. And I give you these lessons all the time. I give you these statements. I give you these programs to work for yourself. And when this ceases to be a school, then I'll cease to be here. Because I have other places that could enjoy my activity. And would really appreciate what I do, you know, and not fight me so much.
Oh my.
But do this. Do this. It is wonderful. At lunch, wasn't it, that I talked about the...
introspection.
I talked about the rules of the monastery, you know. The ones, if you open it, close it, sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And as I said, you've been here a lifetime, and you still haven't memorized them. You still haven't memorized all the rules and know to put them in motion. You still complain when I call the rules to order, and it's interesting. But, hey, that's okay. I'm long patient. I'm long patient. But just remember, you may die while I'm long patient and miss the opportunity of the success that you could have. And what happens when the success is yours?
It's done.
You don't die.
I want to say that.
You're done, but you don't die. You don't die. Think on that.
Thanks.
I love you. I love you. I love you.